Today, Turkey's Supreme Election Council announced that the country will be holding a runoff later this month. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is leading his challenger, retired civil servant Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, but neither managed to get more than half the vote in the first round, so the race will have another round. Ruth Michelson reports for The Guardian. She's in Istanbul. And Ruth, many people may know that Turkey is ruffling feathers right now, but remind us why observers care so much about Turkey and whether or not Erdogan in particular is leading the country.
Well, I mean, Turkey is a major regional and economic power. It's also a major American partner. It's a member of NATO. And one of the hallmarks of Erdogan's rule has been to extend Turkey's influence far beyond its borders. And he has also, since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, attempted to balance Turkey's role as a member of NATO with a desire to work with both the Ukrainians and the Russians, and has maintained a relationship with Moscow and a kind of personal rapport with Vladimir Putin that has drawn a lot of criticism in the West.
Yeah, hence the ruffled feathers. But as we see, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, his opponent in this election, is seen as the biggest challenge to Erdogan in his two decades in power. His ruling party alliance, Erdogan's, did keep control of parliament, and Erdogan is leading in the vote count, but not enough to prevent a runoff. But what do you make of that he hasn't more votes?
Well, this vote certainly represented, as you say, the biggest check on Erdogan's power that he has had in some time, in many years. But at the same time, in the end, he's managed about, I'm looking at the final count here, it's about 49.51% of the overall vote. It's only 3 or 4 percentage points different from what he managed during the previous election in 2018. Given that Kılıçdaroğlu positioned himself as a unique challenger to challenge Erdogan's 20 years in control of Turkey, that he commanded such a broad base of support. There were some indications in the polls that his coalition was going to sweep the parliament and gain a majority in the parliament, and that he would be able to have some lead over Erdogan in the presidential race as well. And the opposite has occurred. And so this is quite a setback for the opposition.
Yeah. Well, and we just have to ask, Turkey, of course, still struggling after several earthquakes earlier this year. We know people who were displaced by those earthquakes had to return to the area where they once lived in order to vote. One person had at least 15 hours of travel to do that. Now they have to vote again. Most important is, you know, the fact that these people recover from those earthquakes. But how is that impacting the voting?
I think that's a question that will go on into the second round. I mean, I certainly spoke to people who had been displaced by the earthquake who said that they were being forced to pay out of pocket themselves in order to travel back into the earthquake zone to be able to vote because they were unable, the government had prevented efforts for people to change their registered voting address so that they could vote in places where they'd been displaced to. There were people who were extremely determined and decided to travel back, some of them with the assistance of political parties who put on buses and transportation for people to travel. But for people that weren't able to access that transport, it was something that they were prevented from voting because they weren't able to pay for that travel. And that potentially had an impact on the outcome of the vote in some of the places.
Well, in what way? I mean, would those people have voted for the opposition? And I guess that's the last question. Briefly, why do people think it is that Erdogan has had surprisingly more votes than expected?
I mean, the indications are that while Erdogan's political party lost some support, there has been this huge surge in support for nationalist and ultra-nationalist parties. And that has been one of the main takeaways from this election, that one ultra-nationalist candidate, Sinan Oğan, who he managed about 5% of the overall vote, and his supporters will now probably be courted by both Erdogan and Kılıçdaroğlu. But there is a sense that his running prevented Erdogan from getting over the 50% mark, but that Erdogan at the same time managed to harness a lot of that nationalist support and essentially marshal also his own supporters who perhaps were scared of change, of what change could mean for them in the future if the opposition were to get in, and that they felt motivated to turn out for him, and we're likely to see that a second time again.
Ruth Michelson of The Guardian in Istanbul as Turkey heads for a runoff election. Ruth, thank you.
Thank you.